Chadwick.
Let's talk about things that you could do to your home to make it sell faster. I'm going to boil this down, Dave, not only by the feature, but by how many days faster your home will sell if it has one of these things. We're so thankful to the Stern team. They always support our housing coverage, Dave and I going big all year long, because we know home buying is a big deal for Utah families.
And it's a huge stress. I'm going through this right now. I'm selling my home. We found a place. We've got that lined up, but now we've got to sell our home. And it is nerve-wracking. And there's so much when you're trying to sell your home. You want to get the most out of it. You love it. You have an emotional attachment. But I think you got to step aside and say, okay, what does the market care most about? What do the buyers really want?
Yeah. I saw pictures online of your home. It looked good. Looked really good. You had a home very similar to the home I had. The split entry, different facade on the front.
Yeah.
Is that the right
very
word?
Very similar.
Different. Yeah, curb appeal looked great. I thought you guys had done a great job staging it. And I told you, I said, it's going to go. It's going to go fast. So hold on. So let's see if you had any of these features in your home. I doubt it, because we had a similar home.
Built in 1979.
These are the features that will help sell your home faster. It doesn't necessarily mean you should go out and do these things to your home. Rounded corners, believe it or not, really do help. That's kind of a new thing where
rounded corners
on walls. Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Yeah, you know, you have the square corners.
Oh, yeah.
And they get chipped up, right? Yep. They get so chipped up. You're in there with the paint. You're like, there's metal under there. The paint won't stick to this thing. Rounded corners actually sell your home. This is according to Real Simple magazine. 6.2 days faster.
Okay.
That's a lot.
So it modernizes it.
Uh-huh.
Feels a little. A
lot of newer homes
hip.
Have that. Okay. Yeah. I did this in one of my homes, and it's a chore. I do not recommend you doing this, because I had to take down a wall in the kitchen to make this happen. It's almost ridiculous how much effort goes into modernizing older homes, you know. A plant ledge.
What's a plant ledge?
It's a ledge where you put potted plants.
Oh, okay. All good. Like where?
I put it over the kitchen. It was literally over. It was between the kitchen and the living room. We opened up that wall, and we made a ledge up there, too. And then I made one I built a ledge as well in the living room. We had huge, tall ceilings. Like, you couldn't even reach the ceiling if you had the highest ladder in the world. It was so high. So we had plenty of room to, because we needed more closet space. The house came with no closet space, hardly any bath. It was just modernizing an old home. It's the money pit, right? It's the money pit. So a plant ledge will increase or speed up the sale of your home, according to this survey, by 5.5 days.
Okay, so rounded
it's
corners
wild.
And a plant
this is
ledge.
Crazy. Because for me...
So there's no practicality
no.
to the plant ledge
yeah.
or rounded corners.
Just looks good.
Okay.
Looks good.
So this is all style.
I will say, though, when we put the one plant ledge in, it did open up the kitchen to the living room. We had full wall space, and so it was very dark in the kitchen because it was east-facing. So once the morning sun went, the kitchen got dark. Oh, we had sun. We had bright. It brightened up the whole house. Hmm. It was a good move at the end of the day. It ruffled some feathers while we were doing the remodel, you might imagine. A frameless shower.
No shower door?
Yeah. Well, I think you can do a shower door, but you don't have, it's not that 1960s and 70s look. You know the rickety old shower door that you close it and open it? We all have those, right? It's a 4.5 days faster.
Like the sliding door. You want one that you can open up like a door, mm-hmm. step into.
A picket fence.
Stop it. There's no way picket fence is still on there.
I have a picket fence around my townhome.
That's right. You do.
I have a picket fence.
It's cool again.
Yeah, but they're back in.
Back to the 40s.
Yeah. It's
again,
you know
very
little
practical use.
You know what a picket fence says to me? Get off my lawn.
Get off my lawn.
3.2 days faster. This is wild stuff. The modern farmhouse look will improve by 3 days. It will speed up the sale by 3 days.
Is that the grays, the whites? Is that the modern farmhouse?
Yeah. It's hard with the older homes in Utah to go modern farmhouse because you have, you know, old brick facade outside that, you know, and a T111 siding, wood siding.
Isn't that the Terminator? The T111?
Somebody text me at 57500. Is that T111 siding on most of these homes here? You know, the stuff never rots, unfortunately. So you don't have a reason to get rid of it. Turf. This is artificial turf. 3 days faster.
Which is hilarious because the old artificial turf is the ugliest thing ever. And it has no practical use other than to like break bones.
See, I would love to move into a home with artificial like turf.
New stuff is so nice.
Yeah, I would love that because I'm always looking at my house that I owned when I had the yard. Wow. I was always looking for ways to modernize the yard and cut down on my water use. And it's a losing battle with Kentucky bluegrass and
weeds,
water sucking trees that, you know, were never meant for the desert. So that's another one. Turf. I would buy that up. That's expensive too. So I think that would really, I think that for somebody who wanted that in some spaces, maybe you don't want it everywhere, but it'd be nice to have that done.
Is there like a solar panel?
Energy Star. Energy Star rated appliances 2.5 days faster.
Like, oh, okay. So not the solar panel generators.
No.
It's saying
it's not on here.
Friendly appliances.
Do you know what is on here? A saltwater pool will improve the sale of your house, make it happen by about 2.5 days faster.
That's interesting because sometimes you'll hear that pools are a liability.
Well, pools are a liability.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I grew up with one. They can get, you know, issues with the pool pumps. I don't even know if they have those anymore. They get algae problems. You got to go buy all the chemicals and make sure you're keeping up with it.
Plus, danger.
Yeah, you got kiddos that are too little to be around a pool. So you got to make sure it's fenced or you got to put a pool cover on it. Do not run out and buy a pool in Utah.
Pickleball court?
That's not on here.
I value pickleball court over pool for sure.
Fenced yard. That's a pretty obvious one. Yeah. What do you think when you're looking at a house, you know, because you got to go buy a house, you're going to sell a house. What sells it for you faster? Like what gets you on that? I got to get this house.
Quite honestly, it is I can handle older. And I like newer. So I'll look at an older house just if it's well kept up.
Oh, okay.
So if it's fresh paint, it's not cracking, it looks clean. I think the older homes have a certain something that is endearing.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have to have the latest and the greatest and the trendiest and the modern farmhouse. That's not important to me.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen older homes and like very old homes that are very quaint and beautiful. So clean, updated,
no cracked, well repaired. No massive cracked driveway.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are
tricky. And I can even handle, you know, some cracks and some spalling.
Well,
but
when you pull
natural,
it up and the whole driveway's coming up, you're like, okay, that's $30,000. The roof just blew off in front of my eyes. That's, you know, $15,000. The fence looks like it's going to blow down. That's another, you know, $20,000. Yeah, these are the types of things. But if you're keeping up with that stuff as a homeowner over the years, and you're not, you know, you're not at a disadvantage when you put the home on the market. So, and I don't know, maybe the market is so wild right now that those things don't put you at a disadvantage. But we appreciate the Stern team and all they do for us in supporting our coverage here, KSLN's radio, on home buying and home selling.
Yeah, if you want to learn your home's true value in 30 seconds, visit sternteam.com.